now, Ben Bailey.
How does God demonstrate His love for a lost world? One of the greatest ways that God has demonstrated His love toward mankind is that He was willing to forgive their sins and their iniquities. The Bible clearly teaches that it is sin that separates a man from God. Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2, the Scripture says that God's ear is not heavy that He cannot hear, His arm's not short and that He can't reach out and save, but your sins and your iniquities have separated you from your God. Habakkuk chapter 1, verses 12 and 13 teaches us why. God is of purer eyes than to behold evil, and He cannot even look upon wickedness. And so when man sins, he severs his relationship with God because God is holy and cannot partake in that. But friends, as we read the Bible, one of the great expressions of God's love is that He was willing and able to send His Son to forgive our sins by obedience to the gospel. In Matthew 27, verse 46, Jesus cried out on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Each one of us who has sinned, and that includes every man, Romans 3, verse 23, all of us are the reason that Jesus was separated from God. It's clear from Scripture that Jesus came to deal with our sin problem. In Luke 19:10, the Bible says that Jesus came to seek and save that which is lost. How wonderful it is to know that when we obey the gospel, when we're baptized into Christ, Acts 2:38, Galatians 3:27, our sins are removed completely. I love the words of Hebrews 8, verse 12 and 13. God says, "I'll be merciful to their sins and their lawless deeds. I'll remember no more." Listen to the words of Psalm 103, verses 10 through 12. The Bible says that we have not got what we deserve for our iniquities. He's not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. As the heavens are high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward those who follow Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. Think about how high the heavens are. Think about how far it is from east to west. God has not dealt with us according to our sins. Rather, when we obey the gospel, He deals with us based on His love, His mercy, and His grace. I love the words of Psalm 130, verses 3 and 4. The Bible says, "If you, O Lord, were to mark iniquities, who could stand? If God kept a mark every time we sinned, on the day of judgment, who would stand?" No one would. Listen to verse 4. "But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared." I know God loves me and God loves you because He's willing to forgive our sins even though He doesn't have to. Because He is a God of love, He's more than willing to do that. Jesus shed His blood so that we could have forgiveness. In Matthew 26, verse 28, the Scripture says, Jesus speaking as He instituted the Lord's Supper, "This is my blood of the new covenant, which was shed for many for the forgiveness of sins." Now, if God is willing, if He's made the way possible, we have to ask, where does forgiveness take place at? And we learn very clearly that forgiveness from sin occurs when one is willing to obey God's plan of salvation. We hear the Word, Romans 10, verse 17. We believe that Jesus is the Son of God, the Savior of the world, John 8, verse 24. We're willing to repent and turn again, Acts 3, verse 19. And we're willing to confess the beautiful name of Jesus, Acts 8, verse 37 following. But up to that point, sins have not been forgiven yet. When one obeys God in baptism, that's when he contacts the blood of Jesus and when the sins of mankind are forgiven. Listen to Acts 22, verse 16. A person's individual sin is forgiven when he obeys God in baptism. Ananias said to Saul, "Why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Friend, God loves you and God loves me so much that He made salvation possible. He made forgiveness of sins available. But it only comes to those who are willing to submit to God's plan of salvation. God loves you. Do you love Him? Prove your love for God. Receive the forgiveness of sins by obeying the gospel and becoming a new creature in God's sight.